Yes, with Foxy, oh, that's right, and stilt walkers and unicyclists and jugglers and everything. I'm rather hoping that Fitz will be the one on the stilts, actually. I think that could be entertaining.
Rick is sitting there with his eyes out on stooks. It's just not going to happen, is it?
No, I don't know if they're going to have the kind of weather you had when you switched on the lights well, to South Moulton, because he'll be blown off his stilts, won't he?
Let me tell you, and this is serious, because I went to South Moulton on Friday night, about 5:30, drove up the Link Road, which you could not see, got to South Moulton, the old beaten-up Audi, picked up Andrew, who's the town clerk, and I said to Andrew, there is going to be nobody there. And he went, oh, I don't know about that. It was like a monsoon. There was a howling gale, rain pouring down. I got to the Panier Market and met the local MP, splendid man, and also the mayor, even more splendid, and the corporation. And we went outside into this... the rain was sheeting down. The first thing I saw was Matt, the smallest person in the universe, who looked like a dormouse that had been left in a dryer. He was so wrinkled. And there were hundreds of people there who'd stood there forever, who continued to stand there forever. We had the most wonderful time I think I can remember since doing a similar job in Glasgow in the main square there, where the similar thing happened. Hundreds of people standing rooted to the spot. However, having said that, the moment I switched the lights on, the square emptied into the local chippy. It'll be a windy, mainly cloudy day, and I must thank all those people at South Moulton. It was a wonderful, wonderful night, and the fireworks. A few bright spells around. There'll also be some patchy light rain or drizzle, especially in the northeast this afternoon. Maximum temperature 13 degrees.
BBC Radio Devon.